DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
Podcast people, what are you doing?
Yo, podcast people. Yo, crypto nation. It is another FA Friday. Yo, what's up? What's up, all you happy people out there in the YouTube lands? We got Crypto Bedell beating out Jason the Tiger Osborne. Yo,
he did too, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I see that. What's going on, crypto Nico? What's going on, Tech Man, Golden Wolf? Yo, what's up, everybody? What's up? Remember, guys, smash that lizardy like button. Subscribe if you're new here. Hit the bell notification or double check. Make sure the bell notification turned on. We know how the shadow ban works. We got you, YouTube. Mm-hmm. So,
Ready, three, two, one.
Oh. My shirt says it all.
Mine too.
Oh,
the busy bit.
Oh man, you gotta hodl that background. Holy cow!
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That's a close one.
Oh, giggity. Okay, giggity. give it my O face. Ow. Oh yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one.
Nem stepped away from the racing game. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did, finally. did you order those parts? No, you didn't.
No, he didn't pay me until a little bit, not that long ago. I told you what I was waiting for. Don't make me drive down there.
You won't.
And don't throw me grass, a good time. Dude,
never mow grass on his way. Yeah. Facts.
I
need a mow so bad, man. So bad. But it's like been raining almost every single day. And like it needs to be done at this point. Like it's. We're past the point of needs to be done. You know what I mean?
There's people that are that like the wife. She wants to participate in this. Where for this whole month, you don't mow. It sounds stupid, but like all the little weeds and everything that come popping up in your yard, well, it helps the bee population.
Yep.
So they've noticed that people, but if they at the beginning of the season. If they give the bees more area to pollinate, the bee population itself comes back better.
You know, like in the front drive, like right where that big tree we cut that's been cut down.
Right.
We're actually looking at putting like some pollinating plants out, like out there. That way, it's out and away from the house, and
right.
The kids not going to run over them, and they're gonna right. be away. So the way the bees can be happy too, man. Without the bees in the world, man, the world's not going to survive.
No,
like, oddly,
no.
Bees and trees. We need bees, trees, and flowers.
Grow gardens, not grass at all. By all means.
I found out.
They actually do better for the bee population, too.
So my yard had been like kind of growing kind of funny, right? I put a bunch of seed out, but it.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
A bunch of like weeds were growing, right?
Yeah.
So then I cut it all out.
Except then, in those, like, there's like patches where you're like, wow, that is the most luscious grass your toes would ever feel. Yeah.
And, well, it turns out that where we thought was like a lot of it was like real luscious grass, it's actually wheat, like physical wheat.
Oh, that's why it looks so nice.
Yeah, it's like I left a section of it because I want to see it grow, man. And it full on
amber fields of wheat, man.
Where we used to have
amber fields of green, right? Whatever that old nursery rhyme, whatever.
Yeah, the person that used to own our land had cows. I mean, he owned my land. Person to the left, right, behind, like all of that was his field.
What's going on, Ralph Cooper?
Wouldn't surprise me. My yard is all wheat.
That's typical, actually kind of cool. Up here, we have this very aggressive like purple flower called Creeping Charlie.
Okay.
And this
is like a vine.
Not really. It's like a one up over crabgrass where it doesn't like stab the shit out of your feet like horribly bad.
That's the plan. I want to get it to the point where I can like harvest it and see if I can like grind it up.
I can make
flour because that'd be really cool if I could.
Yeah, but Creeping Charlie, it just invades your lawn and turns it into Creeping Charlie. It like strangles the grass. Yeah. It strangles the grass out.
Right.
And it's like you got to drop some serious chemical down to get rid of them too. It's like, oh, the fuck. I don't know if it's like if that shit's like 100% indigenous, but Jesus. Quarter of my lawn's Creeping Charlie out in front. I'm like, ah.
I have that. He said, is it circular at the base? And terrible.
Yeah.
We had a lot of bamboo on this property whenever we cleared it out. And then a lot of other vegetation started growing once the bamboo was gone. And then this year,
because the bamboo pretty invasive.
The bamboo was taking out all the sunlight, all the nutrients, like everything.
Oh yeah, it's very invasive.
Got rid of that, which was really hard to get rid of. You gotta mulch it down, and then you gotta like till the dirt because you gotta like break it all up.
Oh yeah.
At the roots.
Every bit of the root. Oh yeah. Those things are designed to go after wherever the water level is.
Yeah.
That are like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, I need to mow really bad, but my ground is like so wet. My ground holds moisture so bad. Well, so good. It's not bad. It's very good. But
right. You need to get a garden.
Before we did all the work, you know, like it was just a bunch of dirt. Everywhere was dirt, and I put a bunch of seed out, and I had to let it all grow. So I had to let it overgrow at one point, just that way we can get it up.
Right.
Get it out of.
You need to get a garden. You need a garden. I'm just saying, you got enough property for it, and it would look really nice over there.
Oh, very, very, very big place.
Right. And it could be like a family project.
That is goals.
Right. You got enough property for even a chicken. Yeah, I was about to say, you got enough property for chickens too.
Yeah, yard birds are goal. The yard birds that we want at the local feed store come in the 21st of this month. So hoping to get them up and ready before then, but I'm not going to be ready by then. So I might have to miss out this season, which is okay. I can be ready.
You don't have to wait. I mean, like, unless you're talking like they only come in like that once.
Well, they come in like the feed store like once a year. I can go buy chickens any time of the year. I know where to go buy chickens, but from like the locals feed store, which are guaranteed good chickens, and they're usually sexed, so I can get females. I don't want a rooster. I don't need one.
Why? You don't want to be woken up at 6:30 in the morning?
Well, my neighbor has roosters, right? But he just got a new rooster, and a little pathetic little thing, dude. And I'm like, oh, you're like, come on, buddy, get it going. Come on. Jeez. But it's like at an awkward time, too. I was like, you need to get your clock right, buddy.
Right.
Your little goblin needs to drop. And you need to get your internal clock working.
Yep.
Bamboo makes good building material. It does. I used a lot of it before. I made like a little. We threw a pumpkin seeds out right before where we bought the land, because it was around Halloween time, and pumpkins actually started growing. And then I blocked it off with like a bamboo fence. But apparently when we were tearing things out, the people didn't seem to listen to that. And they just ran that shit over. They said, fuck that.
So I came across you a guys really nice.
Get a tracking number yet for cases? No.
No, not yet.
Negative tech me. Big negative.
I'm
participating in a Doge Party hackathon. Nice, dude.
What's up, Bitcoin jerk?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
Fun.
I wish I knew coding and I'd participate in something like that. But I don't know it like that. I'm like Mr. Basics. I could troubleshoot you just for close enough to figure out what went wrong. Not why, but what went wrong. And I can show you how to replicate it. Be like, your error replicates like this I'm each going time.
Until the 25th. Okay. Fill up Twitter link. Yeah, here. Doge Party Hackathon. Be a Doge community across the United States. Please launch. First prize is $3,000 in Doge. Second prize is $1,500 in Doge. Third prize is $500 in Doge. Nice. Show us your best blockchain explorer. They need that. They need a better explorer.
Web damn, wallet. He's got 1,200 lines of code already.
Or any other Jesus. Enhancement that can take Doge Party to the next level. Nice. Well, good luck, my dude.
Oh yeah.
I guess don't say what you're gonna create, because then you can't like.
Right. No details, but damn, you are putting in some work.
Have fun, man. Good luck.
Yeah, dude.
I hope you win first prize.
Right.
Or second prize. Or third prize. Preferably first, because you're FA yourself, my man.
Hell yeah, man. If I knew any of that shit, I'd help you.
Pretty freaking cool.
Like I always know how to run and execute, and I have a dedicated Linux rig.
He has a designated Linux guy.
Yeah,
he's got a couple.
Yeah, I got a couple. I have good people around me. It's been awesome.
Eating all day. Heck of a poo. Oh, I bet, man. I bet your stuff like
grumpy. Man. Nice. You want to know? Talking about grumpy.
You're still. I think he's still away on his little mini vacation.
Yeah. Talking about grumpies. Did you hear about the NVIDIA grumpy? That they shit themselves.
I was like, you open up that conversation, and I was like, I don't know if I want to like continue this. Speaking of grumpies, let's not.
Yeah, well, it segues into NVIDIA fucking shitting on itself.
They like kind of like left that part. Like, hey, let's not talk about that.
So for anybody who's not aware of this, okay, so NVIDIA is to pay a $5.5 million fine for its failure to disclose its revenue in 2018 when all the shareholders were specifically fucking bitching.
Not just any, but specifically to crypto miners.
Right.
Specifically, they withheld all that information.
Well, it's like they didn't disclose that some of the money came from crypto mining sales.
Yep.
So like they got Bitcoin. Yeah, where they got paid in Bitcoin. They went to the exchange or P2P and sold it on the market.
They probably used like Coinbase Commerce.
Probably something like that, but they what it is that they didn't disclose that, and they just got monkey fucked for it. Well, not really bad. I'm sure they were still way.
I mean, we ran into that before, where like you know you go pay for stuff, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll take crypto," and they take it, and they're not like ready to do the swapping or anything like that, and then they actually end up losing money. Because they're just not ready to like set it up. So I mean, it's possible they could have done that, but if they were taking a loss, they for sure would have reported that.
But what's interesting? They're
like, oh look, we're losing money. We're losing money. So they're probably like, no, we made a lot of money. Let's not report that.
Right, because that would make them lose money because it would have meant that the Bitcoin that had went into a bear market.
Well, not only that, depending on. Not even depending on, but if you think about at beginning of like the last tax year, Bitcoin price would have been down compared to like all time high. You know what I mean? So they
well, no. This easily was for, made money. This was their for their filings in 2018. This was during the bull run that they came out of fucking the end of 2017.
Oh, so we're talking like 20 series situations.
Yeah. 10, this is 10 prior series. To like no, this is 3,000. 10 series, dude.
This is prior to 3,000.
This, gotcha. Yeah, this was 1070s, 1080 Ti's. So they got in trouble with their stock shareholders at this time that they underreported earnings.
Underreported.
Yes.
Come on, NVIDIA.
Uh huh.
It's a little slimy even to your standards.
So like, they so were that's trying
like
some
to main kind of like seasons.
So they were trying to hide because of the fact that they were able to circumvent certain things, but all the products still went out. And there was holes in between product going out and payments coming in. And people on the stock shareholder side said something about it. That would have triggered an investigation from the SEC because they're in a publicly traded company.
Right.
And a lady, Christina Littman, chief of the SEC Enforcement Division, Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit, did the investigation on. Oh yeah, so it's not like they don't super fancy. Have something that's to try to regulate this space. The politicians like to sit there and parade around like they're like this is the wild wild west, and then you see stuff like this that shows that they do have a way to monitor what's going on. There are many, many ways for them to monitor, and they realize that it's a public ledger. It'd be stupid for anybody to transact in Bitcoin and not be on the up and up with it. If you've, especially on the company side, on the individual side, that's, you know, maybe doing $10, $20, $30 here and there, every once in a blue moon, who cares about them? They want to see something like NVIDIA where you're talking. They probably profited around $30, $40, maybe $50 million, and they get a $5.5 million slap for it. Believe and it. And I guarantee you that $5.5 million slap is less than the taxes that they would have had to have paid on it.
For sure.
This is a calculated thing.
Not only that, I don't know if you've seen today, which is probably the reason for the dumping that we've seen today, that there was sanctions against Blender.io, which is where the hacker group that actually stole all of the Ethereum out of the Axie Infinity Bridge used Blender.io to take a lot of those funds, and Blender is facilitated in Korea. So they've applied sanctions against Blender today, which is right when that happened is when we got a nice little tank in price, because, you know.
Well,
not like somebody, it's not good in a sense because it's a mixer. You know, Blender is a mixer. That's what it's built for. You. It's kind of like Tornado Cash.
I don't know if that would be Binance's doing. I don't know if that's something that would have directly caused a dumping like that. I myself tend to start looking outward. So as much as people want to say that the crypto market is not correlated with stocks, it has its correlations. Sure. It has its correlations. So the SEC, the Federal Reserve just raised interest rates 50 basis points. Market shit itself.
What was it like? Is it 0.05% or is it 0.5%, like actual percentage?
It's 0.5%. So it's now like half a percent. And they are fucking shitting themselves. Because right. What the problem is with this is I have let me pull out a calculator here because my brain is not going to do the math on this. So
that's like, and that goes against like any kind of loans.
We're going to do, right now, let's say a 100. We have a $100 million loan, right?
Right.
Let's add
5% to that.
So just on that alone, you raise the interest on that $500,000 a year. That's just the interest. The loan, it's going to be the correlation. You're going to see it is at the stores because of these loans. You're either going to see jobs dry out and locations shut down, or they're going to sit there because they were rooting for this 0% interest, but you can't pay back a deficit that you dug if nobody's paying it back but the common workers. You're putting too much strain on one aspect of the economy when the money that they injected in went to the people that are benefiting from the near 0% interest rates right now. And instead of going, well, we should probably run our company a little bit leaner, keep our prices down. No, they're going to keep their out of control spending habits because they haven't learned. And they're going to just jack the prices up on the other end. And for this, what it's going to do is it's going to slow down demand of things. You're going to slow the economy down. And they either take the hit and you see the economy finally take its nosedive, or you're going to watch the Fed reverse the interest rates back to where it was to recover the economy, because it's going to slow the stock market down. They're going to pull money out, which is going to shortchange the companies for what they're expecting to be on the table. I mean, it's a fucking whirlwind. I mean, if they let the stocks drop too hard, bro, we're in another recession. Bad. There's going to be no V-shaped recovery from this. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. People don't know where to put their money right now with this news. Yeah, they're trying to figure out what really is, quote unquote, the safe haven. You know, you ask your grandpa and your great grandpa, they'll tell you gold and silver. You know, all of us crypto people tell you gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you know, are your safe havens. But when you see the quote unquote safe haven,
what is it? Is it palladium or platinum?
It's that those are industrial metals. Don't even do
the
it.
The one things I've never liked.
They're not.
I see them for sale on AP Mix, yeah. But I've never messed with those.
They have no monetary interest to people. It's other always like, been gold and silver.
Other than something that you would use like in industrial, like titanium.
Correct. It's not a precious metal that anybody's ever in history looked at. I mean, palladium, titanium, it's more rare than gold and silver. Right. But you'll see gold and silver be traded more often as money than any of the other precious metals.
Okay, I know titanium is expensive.
Oh fuck yeah.
I was looking at like have like a titanium coin made, like a DCA coin.
Oh yeah.
God, I was like, they're like, oh, we'll do bulk too. And I was like, I bet you will.
Bro, so for the dragster motor for the dragster motor that's gonna get built.
One of these days suck right now. Yeah, it does.
I'm gonna get titanium long tube headers.
Nice.
Dude, each side is 10 grand a pop.
Nice. And my RX had titanium tips. And it's better
to have that than blow holes. The tips are expensive. Oh yeah, it's better to do that than just blow holes through your exhaust, your manifold all the time. Because if you blow through your manifold on a run, you cool down the cylinder, the top of the valve. Oh, catastrophic!
It's donezo.
Oh yeah. You'll watch
not just to go itself. Back to the trailer and fix it. Like you're done over the rest of the night or rest of the week. It'd be
right. That's piston heads, valve train.
that's redoing the whole engine.
More than likely, you're doing a sleeve.
Yep, because it probably ate a piston.
Oh my god! Yeah.
It's so cold. Right? That's how I like it.
Your fucking valve just drops out, but yeah, no, you'll be re-DCA-ing into what you already DCA'd into because you didn't DCA into the right parts. That's a lot of DCA'ing.
I own a titanium steel sword at one time. I wish I still had it. That thing would cut through anything. Yeah, it would.
I bet.
It'd be worth a lot of money now.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Diversify.
But it's like I really would wonder what NVIDIA actually got held accountable for. I'm still curious to like what was their grand total that they tried to hide. It has to be at least fucking 50 mil. I would think. I mean, considering
it's definitely more than what they reported, you know, or what we know. You know, it's definitely more. I mean, like I talked about saying, you know, there was way more money than that. You know it. You know it.
It's got to be fucking public record somewhere, but yeah, I'm not sure. But to be paying a $5.5 million fine, yeah.
They're like, okay. If they're willingly just like, okay, let's pay it.
Yeah.
There was definitely more on the table. There was like,
oh my God, like, yeah.
Pay that as fast as you can.
Right, lock them in.
Make that go away as quickly as possible.
They can't pay come it. After us twice.
Pay and run. Dominoes, baby.
So it looks like, oh man, there's like some cool tech stuff, man. It's like, and it's just us. So it's like, it's hard to not think of this as the mining show right now, you know? There's like so much cool fucking news coming out with hardware.
Much news, such hardware.
I'm just saying.
I need Ethereum gas to drop just a little bit.
How bad is it right now?
32.
32, eh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, shit, it's better than what we saw a few days ago. 6,000, Gwei. I was like, party!
I got free minting. Yeah, I got free mints to do, you know? As a part of a group, and we got our airdrops of our serum for our apes and stuff. Well, it's free, but you gotta be gas. I only got like probably 12 Gwei's worth of Ethereum in my wallet. So I need 12 Gwei. I need it to reach 12. So that way I can put my transaction in.
Talking about.
So that way it's free. And it'll only be like, you know, $7 or $8. I'd rather pay $7 or $8 for gas contract than anything. That's cheap as fuck.
How much are you looking forward to on the Death Row Records drops?
Really, I'm really looking forward to it.
Because I apparently that's the only way you're going to be able to get their stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be pure all, NFT based.
So all Death
Snoop Dogg
Death
is
Road
like,
Records is full like digital.
Yep.
There will be nothing like physical about Death Row Records. Yep. Other than like if you bought his, if you're a part of the Gala Music, which I'm a Gala Gold member and like playing Gala, which means I get first access to all that stuff. Oz actually has some free like Snoop NFTs that were given out because of Gala. And if you bought his stash box, you actually got a Death Row Records chain. Like a physical, like real chain.
Death Row Records.
But I was like, those were expensive though, man. I saw the price tags of them. I said, and boy, Snoop made a lot of money off of that. They sold out like they were hotcakes, dude. I was like,
oh, yeah.
That was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of money fast.
How much was it?
I think they were, around 8 to 9 grand a pop. If not more. And then as soon as they were bought, if you bought them, people were selling secondary and they were selling them for about 14 to 20 Ethereum.
That's not worth it.
I was like, oh, they were still selling at that point too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you had to wait for the snapshot to like claim your rewards. So like people were paying for secondhand. That way they could still get the rewards. Pretty cool. Where's the other host? I have no clue. Crypto Bell. There's a few that are away on family. I came in like last second. Beginning of summertime, my man. This is what you get in the summer. Kids are at home. People are busy.
Yeah, but you see, but Dogeford's in California where it's nice all the time, so it's always summer there. So he's got no excuse.
And I know that he doesn't take vacations. So I wasn't really referring to him. He works too much to take vacations.
All right. He's not allowed to take
He needs a fucking vacation.
Yeah, he does.
Fucking needs one.
Oh yeah. More than 5 minutes.
Hope you're watching this, Chris.
Yeah, more than a 5 minute cat nap, you know, in between working. That's not a vacation.
I agree. I agree. Come on. Well, quick. So glad that I like using website contracts to mint stuff is cool. But I'm glad that like I know how to use contracts to mint things because websites suck. Especially like whenever they want to mint for gas at that time. If you don't have the gas in your wallet at that time, nothing works. So if you just go to the contract, then you can set your gas. And like, oh, I can set every 12 way. And then whenever it finally hits 12, it'll go there. Which is nice. A lot of people don't know that. That you can actually do that.
Sketchy, or you just mint on an older contract.
Well, I mean, like, it, not really that, but it's just minting in general.
Right.
Because people usually go to a website to mint, like, mint for the contract, but if they don't, or the website, like in my case, I can't use it because gas is too high and I don't have enough Ethereum in my wallet to use it, right? But if you go to the actual contract, you can mint via the contract on Etherscan and just not use the front end of the website. It's like looking at the miner screen and not going to the pool. Like, you know you're hashing. You know how to talk to it. But it's still nice to have the other end of it.
Right.
Still helpful. Oh, we're at 19. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like... It's probably about to shoot back up to 40. That's what it did to me earlier. It touched 12. Dude, and I wasn't, there it goes. I'm back up to 30.
And people complained that Bitcoin, at one point, that Bitcoin was 50, 25 to 50 cents to send a transaction.
Like what, 30-ish cents now.
Right?
Bitcoin transactions are cheap as crap.
Fuck yeah, it's awesome.
I still choose Litecoin if I'm ever like sending stuff though. Because Litecoin verifies in a single transaction, in a single confirmation. And it sends fast and relatively cheap. Sometimes same price as Bitcoin, but the one confirmation is a lot nicer. If you need to get something there fast. Litecoin blocks happen a lot faster than Bitcoin blocks. 3 Bitcoin blocks can take a long time. Depending on your fee used.
Right.
Where you're, or what wallet you're sending from. If you're not sending from a QT wallet where you're controlling your fee, you're up to the mercy of the wallet itself.
And how somebody else set it up then.
These do be facts though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you hear about Ice Cube fucking backing up cents. Doge?
Yeah, I saw that. Not only that, but today the CEO of Billboards, like Billboard magazine, resigned. And is now the CEO of Doodles, like the NFT project.
Okay.
Pretty bold move. So I'm.
Yeah, you're watching some big CEOs really dropping their career choice that they've had their whole life, and going into full blown crypto. They're like, this space.
That one has me just curious because you know it's an NFT project, making. He was CEO of Billboard magazine, dude. Like,
I mean, he was making bank.
So, like,
oh yeah,
what would make you drop a position like that for something like
double the pay? Project? Double the pay. I mean, come on,
that's just wild, man. I got a step in code and how to spend 13 Solana to get NFT shoes when I enter my market, dude. So yeah, I see a lot of people using that right now, and people are earning a lot from that. If I'm not mistaken, you can sync it up like with your watches now too, which is actually pretty interesting. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, we've had this for a while, but just people are utilizing, you know, technology that we already have and making a product, making a newer pickaxe, you know, putting attachments on it, making a tactical pickaxe.
Right. And it's like,
what's up, Shuby?
You can even listen to how I dog on, you know, NFTs. It's not so much
Pokemon I'm Go, like, but earning crypto.
It's like when I dog on fucking the NFTs, it's like you see which ones that I'm picking out. They're fucking shit projects. Or, you know, yeah. Or it's just the lack of real utility.
Send me the code, Crypto Bedell. I don't have Step In. So
I mean, like, send me the code when it comes down to a JPEG, no. But when it becomes a game, okay.
When I save the picture of my NFT, it saves as a PNG.
Oh, not fine. A PNG. So, okay. I stand corrected. Sorry, all of you NFT.
I have PNGs, no JPEGs.
I've been saving your PNGs, okay. And your JPEGs.
Funny.
And your GIFs.
It's funny because it's true.
And all your GIFs, because those have cool motions.
I use the code when I get shoes.
But I mean, it's like
so it's not like a code that you can use all the time. You can only use it like once every so often.
Weird.
I mean, aren't. Stuff people from like spamming multiple accounts all the time. People are just buying multiple shoes, different phones.
But one thing just I do have to say, Twitter. The other thing that I've been like hating on too is the non-inspirational art that goes into it.
Yeah. I have a few that like are like 100% no utility. Like owners have probably have ghosted. Like they are worth physically nothing.
Right.
But I bought them knowing that they weren't that great a project, but I actually liked like the artwork behind it. Like I actually liked it as a piece of artwork, and I was like, I like that. And I got it, and I put it up as like a canvas. Like that was my intention. Like I would have to pay for a canvas, so. I basically paid for a canvas, but it's unique. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's more unique than going to like getting a canvas from somewhere, in my opinion. But that's like a few of those, you know what I mean? But right. that's a choice you have to make.
Which your games, like your game NFTs that you do, like, yep. Yes, I don't dog on those projects. Because when it comes down to a video game, I'm not expecting to make money off of it. I'm expecting to lose money in a set amount. I just don't like the exorbitant amount that the fucking NFT space just siphons out of the users for it.
Tokenomics is the downfall of all of those.
Right.
Is that they mint more than they can burn. Because people come and play. You know, it's the incentive to come play and earn. And they can't burn the tokens fast enough. So therefore the price of the token goes down because over emissions, and then people try to dump as fast as they can because it's not worth anything. And then it's really not worth anything because people are dumping it in the market, not burning it. They're just dumping it back into the market. It's not going anywhere. Especially if it's like the user's token that they're dumping on the market won't be burned.
Like take that's for usually instance, like your spider, you like your spider tanks, right?
Right.
Like, what did it cost to get that going?
When it for me, like when I got it, it was about $120.
And then okay, so $120, your initial cost to buy in. Then have you bought anything to get to advance in the game a little smoother?
Sorry, what? I was reading the chat.
Have you bought anything in the game to help advance your through a little smoother? No, just $150 or whatever.
Yeah. As of now, so like, Splatter Tanks is a weird one to like kind of put in because they were put in the beta. I got into early beta, and that was the only way to get into like super early closed beta was to buy like the NFTs, the body parts to get into it.
Or now I can still
use those now. And now Splatter Tanks is free to play. Like you could go create a Gala account right now and download Splatter Tanks and play Splatter Tanks like free, 100%. Not going to cost you anything. But you can't upgrade your parts. Like, you know what I mean? Like you can't become any stronger. Like you are a base model tank as it sets. I paid for mine, so I can upgrade my parts. I can earn more later. Once they finally like finalize it, right now they're going through the final testing. Right now they're testing out Silk, which is the token coin, which you use for upgrading your tanks and everything. They will actually allow you to rent your tanks. So like if I don't want to play right now, like I'm too busy working on the mine, I'm not going to be playing for the next 3 months. I can actually have people play my tanks, because that's how people will play for free. They could play my tank and they can earn some small reward and I earn the rest because it's my tank. I put forward the collateral and they can still earn a sliver, but I earn the bigger slice of the pie, which is really kind of cool in the aspect of things. But let's see. I like how that metric's going to play out, because that's a different one. I like cool things. But a lot of NFT projects like you were speaking of, you know, you got to like keep paying. You're incentivized to keep paying. Like, yeah, you're earning all this money.
It's microtransactions on the fucking blockchain. That's what it is at that point.
Yeah.
And it's like the App Store's microtransactions. Yes.
Buy these tokens because you're out of energy.
Yeah.
You need more energy? Yeah, you can buy these tokens.
That's exactly how the tokenomics that I see. And I'm like,
Google Play account to fucking buy more energy.
Hate those games.
Yeah,
you know,
I try to stay away from things like that because those are dead ends.
And there's so many of them out there.
Yeah, Axie's that way in a sense, and they've gotten a lot of flack for it.
Yeah,
because of that, and they've kind of tried to like steer away from that. It's still there, but it's not as prevalent. That's for sure. What's up, Hilarious?
I just want an honest game, right? I just want to have a honest game that's like, hey, look, this is World of Warcraft, you know, style game. You're gonna fucking pay an astronomical shit ton. It's gonna be a $75 a year minimum just to be part of this, and if you know how to trade through the tokenomics in game, you can bypass the need of injecting amount of money, but you're going to fucking grind. And that's what World of Warcraft turned into, and why everybody, like a lot of the OG players, fucking like myself, left.
What about the nodes on there? Oh, like the Gala nodes. Gala nodes is intense, dude. I freaking wish I could run a Gala node, but that's like $70,000. Mm-hmm. Dude, but you make so much money. It's so unreal. Because you're providing infrastructure for the actual, all the games. Gala games is like a platform. You have multiple games that run on Gala. So yeah, you're providing a lot. And you get rewarded a lot. I've seen some of the people that have like talked about their earnings, and I'm blows my mind, man. Like if you had 70 grand, like it's not financial advice at all, but it's so worth it. If I had that much money to do it, I wish I would have a long time ago when Gala was like super cheap. Would have been even more worth it now then. Wendy is a genius for getting in on it as early as she did. but I'm a Gala Gold member, so you gotta pay $50 for that. And I get airdrops whenever new games come out on Gala. If you're a Gala Gold, you usually get dropped one of those games NFTs like for free. So corresponding to that game. So I have a few in my wallet that I really am not going to use and will just end up selling because I don't have really interest for the game. But it's nice. It's a nice incentive. Plus it gives you like early access. Plus it's just $50 for a lifetime. That's nothing. I've paid way more than that in a lifetime span of games. But yeah, the node stuff's crazy. The Gala music nodes that's even more intense. I think that's like $100,000 for a music node. But you're providing the infrastructure for storage of all of the music that's being released on Gala.
Well, anywho, we are about at that 1 hour mark.
I know, man. What the fuck?
Time flies, and it was just us, man. It was like we could have just done a mining segment for 2 days, you know?
2 day mining segment.
Right.
I hope Chris is all right. I haven't heard anything from him. He didn't say he was going to be MIA tonight, so. I don't know. And he didn't post tonight that he was going to be gone. Probably passed out. He probably got home and fell asleep.
Right.
Then he didn't post, so I'd assume he's sleeping. Thanks for the info. Yeah, you're welcome, dude. I really like Gala. That's one of my favorite like crypto-related blockchain gaming things.
Polaris is like, is this moving over to Twitch later?
Probably. I'll probably play some games later because I would really like to.
Get down on some gaming. We can do a little crosstalk.
Yeah, we'll be in the Discord. If you're in the Patreon, we'll probably be like in the Patreon chat, I'd assume. So that way it's minimal overhead noise.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
Freaking awesome, guys. You're all amazing. Make sure you like
definitely the
notification. And stay tuned for tomorrow morning. Live at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time for Good Morning Miners on my personal channel.
A cup of that delicious Doge and wake up with the McCall in the morning.
We're gonna be testing out the new like live redirect, basically rating for YouTube tomorrow morning with between me and Serpent, and see how that works because it should work as a kind of like rating for Twitch. So anybody that's like watching should just get pushed over to his channel. It's a new feature. So, FA, I'm ready to try it out. And I got the hiccups.
I got the ups. All right. So, yeah, definitely check all that good stuff out in the YouTubes. We got, you know, probably Red Panda. We got Serpent. We got Mikkel here. We got a lot of things going on in the morning. And then in the evening time, you get the both of us once again for all of your mining goodness. And we'll even brush up on the whole son of a tech. Red Panda thing.
I want to talk about that, but I try to stay away from that till tomorrow.
Right, we're gonna do that tomorrow, guys. So
I was confronted by somebody in one of the chats, and it was kind of funny.
I saw all of that go down, and I was like,
"Yeah,
interesting."
I ain't man.
So automatic raid feature, FA, yeah.
I'm in the dark, that's news to me. Stay tuned for tomorrow then. Hilarious. You just need to change your name back to Goblin, man. It's going to get on my nerves.
All right. It just needs to be Goblin.
Goblin.
Just Goblin. We like Goblin.
The 13th will do nothing. I agree. I hope a lot of people move so my earnings go up.
Right. I'll take everybody's hashes. But I mean, I understand what they're doing. It's we'll wait until tomorrow. Guys, definitely hit that subscribe button. All that good stuff. If you want to be part of the community, check out the links down below. We have the Discord. It is absolutely free, guys. Yes, it is, my guys. And if you are here a lot and you feel that you find some good knowledge from all of what we do, maybe you want to help contribute a little bit so that we can continue being in this awesome content all the way out to you. Join the Patreon down below, guys. You don't even want to join DCA Your Mining, you know, the best one out there. And then you too have the option. Not that you have to, but you have the option for hosting at the Family Mine. Mm. Oh, there was like these cool little banners I was looking at, and I was like getting all giggity'd, stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, they really were cool. They were really cool. Too bad we can't flash mob them with it one more time. You know.
Yeah, too bad.
I know.
Be like really cool.
I know it would be, wouldn't it? It'd be so cool. Oh gosh, there it is, guys. And with that, we'll see you on the next one. Yo, stay savage. Thank you.